they'll say, oh, we spent all this time out soul winning or visitation. And a lot of times what they're talking about is just putting a tract on the door or a door hanger. You know, and I love what our Australian friend Gordon was here a couple weeks ago said. He said, well, I'll let Australia Post do that. He said, I'd rather just pay the mailman to do that, you know. And somebody got mad when he said that, but it's true. He said, if I wanted to go out and put stuff on people's doors, I could just pay the mailman to do that, right? I mean, I'd rather pay the mailman than to walk around like a robot putting stuff on people's doors.
Yeah.
But here, let me just quickly give you the math here. I love math, okay? Do you know how long it would take to put out 10,000 flyers or 10,000 door hangers or 10,000 tracts? Anybody know? It would take about 100 hours, okay? It would literally, and I believe me, I've done the math on it. It would take about 100 hours, okay, to put out 10,000 tracts. So, if I put out 10,000 of these tracts or flyers, or and a lot of times they're not even putting out tracts, they're just putting out like an invitation to church, you know, like a door hanger, okay? If I were to put out 10,000, it would take 100 hours, okay? How many people am I going to get saved with my 10,000 door hangers?
Zero.
Okay, so I'm spending 100 hours, I'm getting zero saved. Now, how many visitors are going to come to church as a result of those 10,000 door hangers? Well, I can tell you, it's about one or two. If you hand out 10,000 of our Faith Forward invitation, or really any other church, it's about the same, you'll get about two people. One to two people will show up. We just had somebody show up on Sunday. They got the invitation on the door. Not because we were out putting out door hangers, but because we were out soul winning and they weren't home, so we left it. But you'll maybe get one or two. So you're going to spend 100 hours to get two visitors to come to church that chances are will probably not come back. I mean, they might come back, but most visitors statistically do not come back. Because they love us so much. But anyway, the point is, you're going to spend 100 hours to get like two visitors and zero saved. Okay. Well now, let's say you decide to go soul winning instead. Okay? Let's say you spend 100 hours out soul winning. How many people are you going to get saved in 100 hours of soul winning?
100.
Yeah, okay, let's just be conservative. Okay? You're probably going to get about 50 people saved, right? Let's say you're getting one person saved every 2 hours of soul winning. You know, and sometimes you'll go four or five without getting anybody saved. Other times you'll get them saved one after the other or in a group. Let's just, conservatively, you're going to get 50 people saved. But not only that, in that 100 hours, you will also distribute about 5,000, okay, of your invitations to church. Because you're also putting them on doors when people aren't interested or not home or whatever. So you're going to distribute 5,000 and get like 50 people saved, okay? So, what do you think we should spend our time? And hold on a second. If you get 50 people saved, don't you think some of them are going to come visit the church also? Out of those 50? So basically, if 10,000 flyers on the door hangers or tracts or whatever you want to call them, on the door brings in two visitors, 100 hours of work. Well, if I spend 100 hours of soul winning, since I put out 5,000, I'll get one of the two visitors just from the flyer on the door. And I'm sure I'll probably at least get one of the people that I won to Christ to come to church, or a couple of those people. Stop and think about it. So I'm getting the same amount of visitors, and I'm getting 50 people saved. But no, I think we'll just do door hangers. I mean, is anybody getting this? It's madness today. But it's a person who doesn't want to preach.
That's right.
They don't want to preach. They're not filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't want to win people. They'd rather just do a mindless thing of just putting something on the door. Just a physical bodily exercise. Well, you know, bodily exercise probably little. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. And it doesn't even make sense mathematically, does it, to hand out those dumb door hangers and stuff. It's just people who don't, just say it. You don't want to preach. You don't want to give the gospel. You don't want to face people. You know, you don't love them. I don't know what the problem is, but I know we do not. And by the way, if you don't know how to win souls to Christ, don't you dare show up to one of our soul winning times and go put stuff on people's doors. If you don't know how to win souls to Christ, you'd be a silent partner of somebody who does. Because we got plenty of loudmouths around here that'll talk and preach. And you know, you just need to come along as a silent partner, because we will never stand for that in our church. People just going around putting papers on people's doors. That's not what our church is about. And when we have 20 people out soul winning, that means that we have 20 people out soul winning.
Amen.
It doesn't mean we have 2 people out soul winning, 18 postal workers. You know, I'm going to go postal by myself. Just kidding. Probably get in trouble for saying that. Pastor Anderson goes postal.